from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today, additional information on the charges in relation to the death of McKenna Wendell, a foster care program opens two new homes to serve the Rapid community, and even more. It's Monday, June 22nd. Here are today's stories. Two individuals are indicted on federal charges in relation to the death of 14-year-old McKenna Wendell. Her body was found near Brookings in mid-March. Law enforcement announced two individuals are indicted related to Wendell's death. Mark Milk, McKenna Wendell's uncle, is charged with five counts. Court records allege he transported a minor across state lines with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. Records don't specify what criminal sexual activity. He's also indicted with intentionally distributing a substance containing cocaine that resulted in a death. Court documents say that Wendell's death resulted from the use of the controlled substance. It doesn't necessarily mean Wendell's death took place in Iowa. Milk also allegedly possessed and distributed a mixture containing THC. Milk was on parole following former Governor Kristi Noem commuting his sentence. That followed recommendation from the State Board of Pardons and Paroles. Milk and another, John Rognes, conspired to tamper with objects that could be used as evidence in official proceedings. Rognes is charged with acting as an accessory after the fact to help Milk avoid the charges. That's according to prosecutors. The charges were filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Iowa. They're a result of local, state, and federal agencies working together on the case. Wendell's family was notified of the charges. Leif Olson is the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Iowa. He responded to a question asking why charges were brought in Iowa and not South Dakota.
The Department of Justice policy is to pursue the most serious, readily provable charges, and the charges that are alleged in the indictment all occurred within the Northern District of Iowa.
Lesser charges could still be brought at local levels. John Toom is the Sioux Falls Police Chief.
The investigation obviously is still ongoing to this day. Regardless of the announcements, we still have our investigation that we're looking at.
Both Milk and Rognes are in custody. Officials say all of the hearings will be held in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Sioux City. Abbott House, a foster care program, has opened two new homes to serve the Rapid City community. Leaders say the city needs all the foster care opportunities it can get. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
Rapid City, according to leadership at Abbott House, has a 5-to-1 deficit for youth in need of foster care to available options for them. Executive Director Eric Clues says it's a stark reminder that there just aren't enough options for young people in need of help.
It's not easy to find couples that want to do the foster care work, but I'll tell you, if you're out there and you're at all interested, we would love to give you a tour of one of the houses, let you meet the family that we have, and talk about the benefits of working in a program like this.
Those benefits include pay, a home to live in, and transportation options once the kids move in.
It's really for kids that are at facilities like ours at Abbott House or Children's Home Society or others, and have completed their program and are ready to get going in life, and there's just not enough foster homes for them, so then they'll move into one of our houses.
Those families include people like Mike and Desiree Pedroza, the couple who are fostering at this newly opened home. They say it's hard for young, often traumatized people, but they still deserve a chance to bloom.
I know this is only a temporary situation, but I mean, you grow to love them like they're your own.
When they have a place and people just to be there for them, they can make big changes. They all come from different backgrounds, and it's tough. It's very tough.
Abbott House offers foster care opportunities for families and couples across the state. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
The Moody County Sheriff is the new president of the National Sheriffs Association. Troy Wellman was sworn into the role at the group's annual conference in Omaha. He'll hold the position through 2027. As president, Wellman is involved in key law enforcement conversations with similar offices across America. Jeff Melhoff is named the interim director of the Legislative Research Council. The LRC is a nonpartisan body that drafts bills and amendments, as well as conducts research and analysis for the state legislature. Melhoff began his career with the LRC in 2016. He replaces John McCullough, who resigned. As interim director, Melhoff still maintains his current duties, such as chief fiscal analyst for the LRC, but also has additional responsibilities. He tells SDPB one of those is to hire open FTE positions. There were 3 additional FTEs added to LRC in the coming fiscal year. Melhoff says the body wants leadership that's in place for the long haul.
Any organization wants that top leader to be there for a long time, because that long-term institutional knowledge, if you will, make staff feel secure and like there's a direction, like someone's leading the ship. So it's not good to have turnover at the top for any organization, regardless if it's LRC or whatever.
The LRC last went through a leadership change in 2023 when McCullough was named interim director. Drought conditions are leading to some ranchers bringing their cattle to market early. The Black Hills Pioneer reports most cows are normally sold in September and October, but auction house owners are seeing an increase in sales in May and June. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 83% of South Dakota is in some kind of drought. Ranchers say these drier conditions make hay and feed more expensive, limiting their resources earlier in the year. Some are choosing to sell their cattle early in hopes of still turning a profit. One cattle owner says if the rain doesn't come, some ranchers will go out of business entirely. Rapid City's Environmental Office is reminding truck drivers to cover any loads passing through the city air quality control zone. That zone is a 10-by-10-mile area surrounding the community in all directions except for the exclave surrounded by Box Elder. Failure to properly cover loads can result in fines up to $500 per day of violation. Wednesday, Rapid City was hit with an air pollution warning, a common situation for any high wind day. Woolsey community members are coming together to pay off their ambulance service's debt. True Dakotan newspaper reports after suffering from an engine failure, the nonprofit EMS service had to purchase a new ambulance and expected to pay off the $170,000 loan over 15 years. However, fundraising efforts, donations, grants, and a final donation from the sale of the Woolsey Senior Center building paid off the loan in just 2 years. Declining membership and increasing building expenses led to the sale of Senior Center building, but the organization still operates out of the Woolsey Community Hall. A Woolsey Senior Center board member told the paper after the community gave so much to the center over the years, they wanted the building sale to continue sustaining the community. More information on this story can be found at truedakotan.com. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.